Ethan Embury from a farm in the Napanee area, and we're talking about farming and mental health. And when it comes to farms, Julie, families working together, I would think, from one generation to the next, that's stress too.
It is, you know, and I'll let Ethan weigh in on this, but, you know, the research says stress and other mental health problems were higher among women on the farms, as many of them had on-farm responsibilities plus other jobs. They also took on more household responsibilities and were the go-to parents, so they were essentially overwhelmed. The only area that differed was that men reported worse alcohol use, likely because that's how they were coping with stress. So perhaps Ethan could talk a little bit about the stress on the farms from a lived perspective, as opposed to me just reflecting on the research.
Yeah, like it, farming is very stressful, and like, and definitely working intergenerational, working with your family, working with your parents, it can be, that can add another avenue of stress, because everybody has a different idea of how to grow the farm and how to be successful. And I think that having a common goal and a common thing to reach is a very important thing to have between, let's say, my mom and my dad, myself, that we need to work towards something that's that we need to, to common goal to grow and to be successful. And, you know, for me, added stress to alleviate that is very important as well. Like, there's not too much time, obviously, but like for me, I get to go play hockey with my friends and see them and kind of escape the daily grind of being a being on a farm and running a farming operation. And also having like in support at home is really the most important part. Like, I have a wife and two kids, and you know, it's not easy being a farmer's wife. You know, there's times of the year where I'm gone for many hours of the day, might not wake up in the morning, don't see my kids, don't see them when they go to bed. It's being an average wife, it's a whole added extra level, and having that support at home and knowing that there's someone at home to take care of the family is a big deal.
Julie, there's a number that if farmers are stressed out or want some support, they can contact.
Absolutely, and I would encourage them to do so. There is a new program. It's called In the Know, which has been launched in Ontario following this Guelph University research. So you can check that out at agriculturewellnessontario.ca/in-the-know. In addition, there is counseling available through the Farmer Wellness Initiative, where farmers and their family members can access counseling, and you can access this information at farmerwellnessinitiative.ca. The phone number is 1-866-267-6255. And you can speak to a counselor. It's reportedly available 24 hours a day. So again, 866-267-6255. And please reach out. You do not need to suffer with this stress and silence as you're working and just trying to move ahead in this stressful day.
All right, Ethan, why farming? Following family roots, I guess, but why farming?
For me, it's just something I've always wanted to do. It really provides me a lot of, like, there's a lot of... it provides a lot of happiness in my life, to be honest, and to grow something that, and to feed the population. And it's something I've always wanted to do since the day I was born. It's, you know, most farmers wake up every morning and they get to follow their dad and be around their family. And it's something that's, it's just an amazing feeling. And yeah, I wouldn't really want to be a part of anything else, to be honest.
We were talking off air and you said something in the studio that I wrote down. You said farming, for you anyway, these are your words, it's rewarding and it's a very romantic business. Explain that, because you're talking about your relationship with the land.
Yeah, like, that's what I find. A lot of people, even when they even become retired or something, like, they always have this passion, or where they have a little bit like a garden out back, they always just have, there's a romantic idea of being a farmer, to grow something in dirt and to, you know, to feed. And And I think that it really, yeah, that really weighs on you, and it really becomes a large part of your life. I don't see, I really can't see me doing anything else.
Well, thanks for being a guest here this morning. We really appreciate you coming in.